This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Seeking relief from the HHS mandate, plaintiffs in the companion case, headed to the Supreme Court alongside Hobby Lobby, submitted briefs to the court Friday, saying that unjust laws are not valid laws. Attorneys for a business owned by a family of Mennonite Christians say the plaintiff would face fines of $95,000 a day under the mandate. The battle over human exceptionalism raged on through the weekend. Proponents of what's called personhood theory not only say the late Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon died not this weekend but 8 years ago when he went into a coma after suffering a stroke, but they are joined by angry abortion advocates. They don't like a state law that keeps a pregnant Texas woman in a coma alive until doctors can deliver her unborn child. This is Life News Radio. The difference between a choice and a decision. When there is a decision crying out to be made, it is no time for a petty choice. Sure, choice is a stamp of quality, often reflective of human dignity, but it is also something put on a piece of steak. From the Latin, de cadere, a decision cuts off some poor option and always opens the door to one of the greatest of human dignities, the ability to create a future. There is no future like lovingly choosing life. Decide and be pro-life. In other headlines, HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius may be facing perjury charges for misleading Congress regarding Obamacare. A California congressman is asking the secretary to correct her earlier testimony. A new study assails sex ed classes and early teen sexualization. It finds that 75% of all abortions occur among women commencing sexual activity before age 16. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.